Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
We're getting some more insight into the Lane Kiffin decision, but before we get to that and share it with you, Mike, we got some tickets.
Yeah, man, Guns N' Roses tickets, guys. September 19th at Truist Park, going to be a blast. Go see Slash and Axl and Duff and the Dudes. Hey, man, be the seventh caller right now. 404-726-0929. Caller 7, 404-726-0929. GNR coming to Truist Park. Tickets go on sale. Ticketmaster December 5th, but you'll get them right now from Dukes and Bell.
All right, guys. Appreciate you listening. Today, Lane Kiffin introduced as the head coach of LSU. Look, Lane's a great press conference, right? And today was no different. But one of the things that the guys we were just talking about, Big O, Day-Day, Mike, and myself, Lane said basically that Nick Saban told him to take the LSU job. And he said this in his presser today, which is interesting, right? Because everybody goes, wait a minute, Alabama. Remember Lane, or should I say Nick Saban, Mike, went there and won a chip.
From Michigan State.
That's right. Correct. And for those who don't know, I've told this story, but coaches told it as well. Coach Saban, he didn't even go to LSU. He sent Miss, his wife, should I say, right. Miss Terry. And she went, and she was the one that convinced him to take the LSU job. And the whole story is basically based around, she goes, he's like, what did it look like? What do you think? And she's like, look, locker room needs redoing. Coaches' offices are no good. Yep. She's telling him all the things, like, here's what you've got to work with. But she said she went in the weight room and saw the players. And she told him, you got to take this job. And you can, Saban has told this story many times. And she was like, this is a gold mine. He takes the job. The rest is history. The reason why I bring that up is because there are also folks that are close to Saban who say, Mike, he regretted leaving LSU.
Yeah, the pros were just too hard to say no to. Dolphins came after him. He was, Randy Mack talks about it. He played for Nick Saban down there. He was 500 in his career in the pros. And then his, who's the old AD for Alabama, would not take no for an answer and brought him back to college football. But Nick was just 10 games over 500 Michigan State. And then in his fourth year at LSU, wins the championship in 03.
Yeah. So, and that's just the little background history of why maybe he would tell. He's been to both places. And Alabama's not open.
Mount Moore was the, athletic director.
That's
who
right.
Literally would not take no for an answer.
Yeah, and he was relentless. So, but he spoke to the media, and we're talking about this whole Lane Kiffin deal. Real quick, Mike, because we're out early, I want to get to some of these other jobs. We'll talk to Connor Riley tomorrow. We got more college guests coming up throughout the course of the week to kind of fill in the blanks as the College Football Playoff Committee will give those rankings tomorrow night. And then we've got championship weekend this weekend. But Pete Golding takes over for Lane Kiffin. He was and is the DC, or was the DC. Guys, they're telling us that Golden is and has been in on a lot of these recruits. Guys love him there, and that's why this was an easy decision for him to take over as the head coach at Ole Miss. We don't know if they'll, get far in these playoffs. We'll see how this affects them. Tulane, Mike, John Summerall takes over at Florida. I think this is a good hire. I don't know if people realize what his background is, but he played in the SEC, played at Kentucky. He's got a fundamental background about what it takes to win in the SEC, and I think Florida got a good coach here.
And everything I'm hearing, because Stakey's a big Tulane guy, thank you, is that Summerall's got the personality that maybe was lacking. You got to kind of check all the boxes. And Florida fans, they want a little juice, and this guy's got it. He kind of very emotional. I'll have to keep some of that in check, but I think fans kind of like that because Billy Napier was kind of, like reading the manual to a copier. It just was not a lot of stuff going on there. By the way, Charlie Weiss Jr., Joe Cox, George McDonald, all on the offensive side, moving to LSU with Lane Kiffin.
Not surprised.
And they also found out, and this is something that Pete Thamel had, LSU, it's a larger buyout for Kiffin than Brian Kelly's was, and it's fully guaranteed.
Unbelievable.
How about that? Nice work, agent there. And again, Jimmy Sexton is like, my God. By the way, remember Jeff Landry, the governor of Louisiana, was saying the buyout would be different. Yeah, it's different, all right.
Oh, yeah, it's more. It's more. Auburn gets Alex Golish, guys.
You like this hire.
I do, because where he's been, all right, was out South Florida, but it's bigger than that. He worked in the Big Ten, worked in the Big 12, in the SEC. He's been in the Midwest, knows the South and Southeast. Recruiting and knowing the area is not going to be a problem. Here's the thing he brings, offense. Offense is going to be better. He was under Josh Heupel at Tennessee, Mike, as the OC there. He called, I thought he called really good games this year. Remember, South Florida went in there, if I remember correctly, earlier this year and beat
the Gators.
Alex Golish is going to bring some juice to that offense. Auburn has always been about that, right? When they were at their height, it was like the offense was cooking. I think they're going to get that back. Then you just mentioned to me, Penn State job is still open. Maybe.
Well, who's going to take it now? I mean, Chip Kelly, you mentioned, has been linked to Kentucky. By the way, I did hear from some of my Virginia Tech buddies that Franklin has got some. He's got a bunch of Penn State players coming to Blacksburg. He's got a big time quarterback recruit on the hook, and now, so who's going to land at Penn State? Who's going to Happy Valley?
Does Josh Heupel get you excited about that job?
That's the latest story from the Athletic. Is that Penn State is making overtures to Josh Heupel?
Unbelievable.
Damn it, Bobby, don't go up there.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Are Tennessee fans going to be mad again?
Oh, my God, Tennessee fans are going to lose it. Tennessee's going to feel like they're like a doormat, Because let's be honest, it took them nearly a decade and a half to get over Kiffin when he left.
It's true.
With all due respect to Barbara Dooley's son, Derek, it wasn't that compelling. Jeremy Pruitt was like a damn maniac who was completely off the reservation, and it took him a while to get things right. So now they've got a guy in Heupel that certainly competes with Georgia, if not beats. But to lose him to Penn State, and now a lot of the seats have been filled. All the big-time coaches, because we mentioned Clark Lee at Vanderbilt, he's staying in Nashville. And they beat, by the way, how about them beating up on the Vols in the second half?
They killed them. Look, Vandy's a really good team, man. I mean, that's what's crazy. It's hard to say that with a straight face.
I'm sure there's some Vols fans that will say, no, Bobby, go to Penn State at this point.
Maybe.
But, who knows?
Yeah. UCLA, by the way, hired James Madison's coach, Bob Chesney. That's interesting because, remember, early in the year, everybody's like, oh, well, maybe, they'll hire from within. They didn't. They went out and got a coach to come in from, Mike, a non-Power Four.
Right.
Also, Arkansas, Memphis's coach Ryan Silverfield. Now, wasn't Florida State's coach at Memphis for a while? Wasn't
yes,
he there?
Mike Norvell came. Matter of fact, Florida State fans are begging him to go back to Memphis, and they want to hire. They want to bring Jimbo Fisher and Mark Stoops back. Mark Stoops built the national championship defense. He left to take the Kentucky job before.
That's right.
But yeah, there's a lot of FSU fans who take Jimbo back in a heartbeat. And that's the thing. If you're at a school like FSU where you're underperforming, this is not the year to be looking for head coach. You're like the sixth best job.
Yeah. It's it's crazy. The Penn State job, the fact that it's still open is interesting to me.
Either they got somebody who's assistant on a school who's going deep in the playoffs, and they've got it locked up, but that doesn't help you with recruiting. You're going to be in the hole for recruiting because Franklin's stealing a bunch of players, and you don't have a guy, and signing day is coming up.
$13 million, so it's 7 years, $91 million with incentives for Lane Kiffin. Right. And Day-Day, tell me if this report is right. This is the part that everybody's going to be like, what? Apparently LSU, because he left when he did, are still going to pay him the incentives based on what Ole Miss does
in the CFP. Yeah.
Right, he can make $1 million if they win the championship.
Yeah, he can make up to a million. Now the question becomes, what does Ole Miss do in the playoffs?
Oh, for sure.
And
for
how
sure.
is the College Football Playoff Committee going to take them out of where they are? Because the Florida State precedent is when you lose Jordan Travis, that they weren't the same.
Don't punish those kids.
Well, you're not the same team without the guy who, remember, he's not a CEO. He calls the plays. He's intimately involved with the offensive play call.
Offensive staff with him, too, not just Lane.
Yeah, he's taking staff.
Everyone's
saying?
I just gave you those names. They'll go to LSU.
And not only that, let's just be real. Certain players may start to check out mentally
of course.
Especially if they know that either they're going with him or that they got to figure out what they're going to do as far as enter the portal or not.
All right. If you're wondering, it's less than what Kirby makes, and rightfully so. And Ryan Day. So, but then you're talking about Lane Kiffin as being, you know, the next. Remember, Dabo signed that big deal. It's been years now, but Dabo's deal now is not up here with these three guys, and you're talking about the top three paid guys in college football right now.
Does anybody try to? Oh, I was going to say, does anybody try to poach Dabo?
Well, Dabo's brand is taking some hits. I mean, somebody's going to come after Dabo, but it just it's weird because a lot of remember last year I talked to those Alabama fans after Florida State beat him. We can get Dabo.
Okay, so but here's my thing
where's
about
he
that.
Go?
What's the fit for him? Penn State's not the fit.
No, he's not a play caller. He's like a motivator type.
No, Dabo is a Bobby Bowden. He's a CEO who's hired great assistants, and part of the reason he struggled, the reluctance, he finally got in the portal, but he hasn't replaced those electric assistants like Venables and Lash, all those other guys.
Yeah. All those assistants are having success, by the way, at other places. Virginia.
That's why I always compare him to
– Seriously.
I compare him to Coach Bowden because it's faith-based thing. You know, we built it in God's image, all that. And then, but he had great assistant coaches. He was the guy that put it all together.
What did what would you want to give us a quote, you said?
From Lane.
Okay.
I don't know what my contract is here.
Ah!
That's not very financially responsible. I told Jimmy Sexton, don't tell me the numbers for me. Tell me the numbers and the plan for the players.
Okay, what is that?
Yeah. What's
and by
that
the way, see that's bull. See, that's BS.
What's the number?
That's why people don't when you ask why other people like him, that's complete BS.
Yeah.
He left Ole Miss for his pieces of silver, Judas Kiffin, and that's why people hate this guy's guts and can't wait to see him fall on his face. But he might not.
He might.
If Ogeron can win a championship at LSU, he sure as hell can.
I think he's better than Ogeron. Ogeron just had a great coaching staff around him.
Ogeron was a great recruiter, but remember they finally ramped up the passing game at LSU.
Here's the thing about Kiffin, and this is the thing: he recognizes and knows what he wants at quarterback, and that's what has separated his teams when they've been really good. And I think he's a good offensive talent evaluator, plus a great play caller. It's going to be interesting, man. We are going to talk more about this. We got to get out of the way, guys. We got the coaches show earlier tonight because we've got Hawks basketball. They're playing Detroit tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big O, let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man, more on the Falcons tomorrow. It is an off day, but we are going to head up there on Wednesday. And a guy hit us up, Mike, on social media, was like, man, you guys need to go in on Coach. Do we?
Well, again, guys, we got to be civil. But the first question I'd ask is, why is special teams still a mess? It's a simple question.
It's a great question. And I don't know if nobody's been fired between now and then, it'll be even a better question.
Right.
Hey, man, again, we're back tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Our man Connor Riley's going to join us. We're chasing some other NFL guests as well. But the college football thing is front and center with the championship games this weekend. And there's none bigger than Alabama, Georgia. We will start to dive into that as well. And more coaching changes, guys. As we said, there are jobs that are open that will be filled. And maybe as soon as tomorrow. So we're all over it. Hey, man, thanks for listening. Big O behind the glass. Our engineer, Day-Day Executive Producing. Again, you've got the Coaches Show with Dave Archer. Do we know who the player guest is tonight, by the way?
Kyle Pitts.
Okay, there it is.
Kyle Pitts, I thought had one of his better days, man.
There it is.
He was certainly a bigger part of the offense.
All right, stay there. That's on the way, and then you'll hear Hawks basketball. Hopefully they can get Detroit tonight. All right, Mike, we got to get out of the way, man. Clear your throat!
Hey, man, I mentioned this to Carl earlier. One of the guys I follow on Twitter, beatingthebookie.com. He's pretty funny. And he said the funniest part in the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Lane Kiffin saga, he said he was, quote, telling Marty Smith, going to pray to the Lord for guidance before he made his decision. Now he said, yeah, I remember when Jesus was like, yeah, my son, go blank over Ole Miss and also try to blackmail them into letting you coach the playoff by threatening to take all your staff and players with you to LSU. That's not exactly turn the other cheek.
That's great. The Jets, y'all. We just lost to the Jets. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're just a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.